There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Texture. So you were saying that you just don't want to give the job to Russell, so let's run Fields. When he gets hurt, we put Russell in, and I'll make you feel better. I think everybody is ignoring the fact that the defense is not doing its job. It didn't ignore that at all.
No, we talked about that a lot
more. A lot. Probably more than anybody else. You know, Tomlin came under fire for some clock management stuff, for game planning issues. A lot of people were talking about quarterback. A lot of people talking about George Pickens. We talked about all those things. But, yeah, the defense didn't play well. And that's the second consecutive game the defense didn't play well. Now, they forced a bunch of turnovers, kept Dallas off the board totally in the red zone. You also had a block kick. The defense did enough to win until they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But you give up 450 yards, and there are clearly holes. And I think a big hole is my guy, Beanie Bishop. I'd love to not kill the dude, but 8 targets. 6 catches allowed, 90 yards allowed, 2 penalties, 111.5 passer rating allowed. You can only be as good as your weakest link on defense.
Yeah.
I think Mike McCarthy was going to sniff that out. He found it, and that's going to be the game plan moving forward. Okay, hold up long enough in pass protection to find Beanie Bishop, and you're going to get some yards.
He was lost, man. Lost. There was a couple times where I saw him just kind of looking back and forth and not understanding where he was at. And
yeah.
He's going to get like, I wonder what they do this week. I mean, you said that KZ's out.
Yes.
You still have Elliott. You still have Minka. I don't know what Terrell Edmonds can do at that position, maybe. But you got to figure something out. Maybe. I don't know what to do. I don't know what direction. They don't have guys.
Nothing makes me more mad than when the obvious thing becomes the reality.
Yeah.
Wide receiver 2 or 1 for the Steelers is a big issue. We talked about it all offseason. Guess what? It's an issue. Slot corner, it's an issue. And the guy you sign can't play for half the season. I think he solves a lot of warts.
Yes, for sure.
He's a good player. He's not a number one. We found that out in Detroit. They found that out. But when he's your slot guy who can bump outside in a pinch, you feel really good about that. Hopefully Beanie Bishop picks things up as he moves along. Like, I think a lot of the issues have been the lack of understanding. Like, I think he's got the talent, but you got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, I ain't waiting around for an undrafted rookie free agent. You could cut a guy and you could go find someone with experience on a practice squad somewhere. Like, you're not a first round pick. They don't have to be patient with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're undrafted. Anyway, the other injuries, DeMarvin Leal, out. It's never good when you're out. at the press conference.
Nope.
Nick Herbig, out. Patterson, talked about him, out. Highsmith, again, out. Pruitt, doubtful. He's big in the running game, too. We talk about the struggles in the running game. Jaylen Warren, I said he was out before. He's doubtful. He ain't going to play.
Right.
And DeMonte Casey, ankle, doubtful. But he's not going to play. I don't know what you do opposite of TJ Watt.
Don't know.
Loudermilk, they're going to try.
Yeah, he did, had a couple reps there. I heard Joe talking about some two guys that they feel comfortable with. I don't even can't even say their names, but I don't know.
Like, you know what stinks is they had a Marcus Golden and he retired.
That's right.
I wonder if you could
get him back.
Give him a ring. Give him a ring.
No, he's probably dead. If he retired, he knew he was going to probably play this year and get a check and play the whole entire year without getting cut. And he was like, nah, I'm good. He's done. You know you're done then.
He's probably eating ketchup potato chips.
Yes.
You ever had a ketchup potato chip?
No.
My sister got married at the Acrisure History Center. That's what I call it. You get it? It's really funny. And they sell all kind of ketchup-related things. And they have these ketchup potato chips. And I tried them. And I was not optimistic. And they were very good.
Were they really?
Mm-hmm. They taste like a French fry dipped in ketchup.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound appealing.
It's a little too ketchup-y for my liking. Mm-mm. I wouldn't eat it regularly, but I thought they would really suck, and they were pretty good.
Okay.
But if you retire at that point, you're probably sitting on the couch.
Yes.
Throwing your feet up.
Mm-hmm.
Watching dudes get crushed. Watching Leal get hurt.
Yes.
Watching Herbig get hurt. Watching Highsmith get hurt and thinking, hey, that could have been me. I ain't coming back.
No way.
And what? I mean, if they called him off the couch anyhow... Like, you're not in football shape. You're probably not going to be good to go to play this week anyhow. That was a position I felt pretty good about, their depth, with Herbig as the three. Like, you feel really good about that. But now you're down to Watt. And how much harder does stuff become for TJ Watt now?
He's got to stay in the field all the time. I mean, you saw him taking a lot of breaks last game.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
They kept cutting him on the sideline.
Huffing.
In some key moments, huffing on the sideline. So he's going to need to do that. You can't have him play 100% of the snaps, and now you're going to be with, like, your fifth outside linebacker on one side, and then it's no good. It's no good. We say the Steelers have run into some injury luck this year. You get to play Kirk Cousins before he's ready to go. There's no Micah Parsons. You knock out the starting quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, which maybe that was actually a bad thing. They've had things fall in their favor. Now, this is a laundry list of injuries at positions that were of strength. We thought this team would be able to run the football, and now you've only got Najee Harris and haven't been able to run. You think you knew you'd be able to rush the passer. That task a lot harder without Highsmith or Nick Herbig.
You know who's available. It's probably in shape. James Harrison. He has a boxing match coming up soon against Ocho Cinco. Throw him out there for a couple plays.
I actually was surprised. I'm just going to skip right past that one. I was actually surprised Tomlin was asked by Jeff Hathorn, a really good question, I thought, if Peyton Wilson could be used off the edge.
I heard somebody else talking about that too, thinking that he's going to end up as an edge rusher.
He was a great pass rusher in college. Now, he's a great blitzer, but they would line him up on the edge and... You know, being a great blitzer and being a situational pass rusher is different than being an outside linebacker and playing 40 snaps or something like that. But I'm not seeing a lot of great options here.
Nope.
You know what? Yeah, call James Harrison.
Yeah. Listen.
I think he's going to beat Ocho's ass.
Yes.
But I saw Ocho pose shirtless. My man, he doesn't look like lanky wide receiver anymore. He is a strong, yoked up dude.
Ocho can box, though. Like, he's always been able to box. If you just even go back 15, 20 years ago, like, that's all he ever did for training was box. Like, he can box. It's just, can his strikes impact James? And if his strikes do impact, he's going to have to get close. And if James gets you, you're done.
You know how I do that thing in the basement where I just, you know, exercise down there?
What is it, Buns of Steel?
It's not Buns of Steel.
I thought it was.
I did Insanity, and then I did some other Beachbody stuff, and then I now Body Coach. But I don't do Buns of Steel. And one of the things you do is you kind of jog in place while you're punching, and it's like 40 seconds, and then you take like a 15-second rest, and you do it over and over and over again. And I don't know why I stood up. I could explain it well enough. I think my arms would fall off if I actually had to box. Because I get through three rounds of that, my arms are dead.
You had a Band-Aid on your knee the other day.
It was bleeding.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.